Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Michael Salzman. He's Senior VP and Partner with Berman and a Company, and they're an organization that works on employment policies, and including the minimum wage, including the minimum wage proposal that raises to $15 nationally. And, Michael, there's a bill in Congress, even as we speak, the $1.9 trillion that they're going to try to pass, that's putting that almost $2 trillion appropriating $2 trillion more dollars allegedly for pandemic relief. We know that most of it is not even targeted for pandemic, on the top of a trillion that hasn't been spent yet. And I don't know, I mean, if this isn't out of control, I don't know what, but for our purposes, that bill, that $1.9 trillion bill, includes a proposal to raise minimum wage to $15 nationally. From what is it, $7.25 now? What do you think? Is
that's that right?
Is it, tell how accurate was my analysis and my report there, and what do you think about it?
Well, I think it was accurate. You know, one of the silliest talking points I've heard about that bill is people say, well, you know, we can't make the same mistake we did in 08 or 09, not go big enough. And it's as though people realize all the money that went out the door last year that hasn't been spent yet, as you just mentioned.
Or as if that money found its way on Main Street. That wasn't, you know, it mostly went to Wall Street. Go ahead.
But what they're trying to do is they're trying to get a minimum wage increase through there, and without getting too much into the nitty-gritty details, they're trying to do it through this procedural move that's called reconciliation. Mm-hmm. And technically, you're not really supposed to be able to do it. You're supposed to have to get 60 votes to pass the filibuster because the minimum wage doesn't impact the federal budget. But Bernie Sanders said yesterday on CNN he has an army of lawyers working on this, and so we'll find out in the next week or two.
So the rules don't matter. What you're saying is the rules don't matter to Bernie Sanders.
I am saying that. You know, Jim, I think we went through a period where, frankly, there's a lot of things that I won't defend from the last couple of years.
Didn't Machiavelli write a book about that?
I just, there's a time in which outrage becomes very selective. And I think the minute the guy in the Oval Office changed, all of a sudden concerns about rules standards and traditions didn't matter again.
The end justifies the means when control is at stake. That was the message Machiavelli wrote in The Prince. Basically, the ends justified the means, and now in the 21st century, when control is at stake, all bets are off, all rules are out the window, and shame is not part of our world. Go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry. I just had to get that out. I feel better now.
No, Jim, it's a good word. And I think the good news is that we've got some folks in the Senate. A good example is Senator Joe Manchin, who have said, you know, 15 does not work for a state like West Virginia. Joe Manchin's also said that he's going to uphold kind of the legacy and the traditions in the Senate, that we're not going to try and ram this thing through, that whatever's going to come out of the Senate is going to be bipartisan.
Yep.
So I think small business owners have some champions there.
But he did vote for the bill itself, though. I mean, he did allow it to go through, right? I mean, he could have held it up earlier, and he didn't, right?
He did. I think he probably did that because there's some of the COVID relief stuff in there that he likes. But when he did it, he gave a very strong statement that said, you know, I am not voting yes for 15. So I think now we just got to make sure we hold him accountable for that statement and make sure that he and several others stick to their guns.
Right. So what do you think are the chances of this going through, the $15 minimum wage?
You know, through reconciliation, I don't think it's going to happen. Even Joe Biden said this weekend he's not sure that it can pass the necessary rules. So I think what Dems are going to do is they're going to bring back a standalone bill. They're going to have to get 60 votes for that. And I think they'll be able to get some sort of increase done, but I think it's not going to be 15. And so the question is, Jim, is would Democrats vote for a $10 or $11 minimum wage, or would they rather just campaign on a $15 minimum wage and just walk away from it?
My polling shows, Michael, that it's not even necessary. With 60% of small businesses, millions, tens of millions of small businesses say that they're, and I say tens of millions, probably about 12 million, say that they are already paying over $15. That tells you the marketplace is taking care of itself. We don't need the government tinkering with the transaction between an employer and an employee. What do you think?
You know, Jim, it feels like you and I have been saying that for years, and sometimes people call us crazy or sometimes they call us heartless, but I think the data has backed us up.
Yeah.
You don't need to get the government involved in these things. And look, worst case scenario, if you've got listeners who are sympathetic to the idea of raising the minimum wage, there's an alternative here too. And you can say, look, if the state wants to raise its minimum wage, mm-hmm. it's already able to do that.
Yeah.
It may not be a good idea, but a state can do it. That is a much better approach than the government setting a one-size-fits-all mandate where Mississippi has the same minimum wage as Manhattan. Which is ridiculous. That's absolutely right. And the thing is if Mississippi is fed at that mandate, I think it's going to trigger a whole other round of increases that are going to go to even more irresponsible levels. And, you know, iPads are going to be the future.
That's exactly right. When we come back, I'm going to get Michael to explain why this raising minimum wage will hurt the people that allegedly is said to be helping. Quick break, Tintail, right back with Michael Sausman. He's with Berman and Company.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.